All right. Question. First of all, what was your typical armament? What did you carry? Rockets, and you had guns on board for sure.
Okay. The Misty mission was, of course, 330-gallon drop tanks. And on the outboard, we had, I think they were called Lao 7s, but Lao 9s. But anyway, they had seven individually fired rockets, white phosphorus rockets that we could fire to mark. And then we also had in the two-seat F-100, which is a kind of a training airplane, they took half of our armament away. We had four guns. We only had two. And we only had about 220 rounds of 20-millimeter. In our mission up there, they did not want their forward air controllers out. That's your job. You find them, you mark them, but let those guys be the war. But every once in a while, they would miss the target, and the target was so juicy, you'd look around, say, I can't let that goddamn truck get away. Example, one day, there was fog all over the place, and there was just the tops of the hills out of the fog. And so they were driving, and there was probably about 30 trucks in this convoy during the daytime. They're trying to sneak in under the weather, right? But all of a sudden, the road came up out of the fog. And so we just happened to be there, and we looked over there, and we saw these trucks coming out of the fog. So Ed Reisinger, one of the Misty pilots, he came around, armed the gun, and he shot the lead truck. And then he came around to shoot the back truck to keep him trapped. Okay, so we got him trapped. And I never forget the lead truck that survived it. The guy had a white T-shirt on, and he was booking it down the trail. He was running like this. And then we turned it over to the fire bombers. They come up there, and they had a fantastic truck kill that day. But anyway, that was kind of our mission. They try to hide it, and we try to find it.
Okay. And how about, you know, the bombers that you controlled? Most of the time, F-4s, occasional A-1s, or a lot of A-1s, or A-7s, or what was the mix? What do you normally have?
Well, yeah, first of all, that's your airplane. It shined it all up. And I told him as we were talking in there that it's a beautiful airplane. I love these things for what they did. The hero pilots that flew them, they got all shot up. But there's one problem with that. I have a pet peeve. I damn near didn't even recognize it when it's sitting here. Because the one that they flew in Vietnam, they were all beat up. The paint jobs were faded. There was oil running them all over the place. And there was these silver patches all over them. And they looked like they were really used hard. And that's the ones that I remember that those guys flew. A lot of the times, I was involved in shoot down. There was a lot of shoot downs that we witnessed or were part of for the rescue. Sometimes we put the pilots to sleep at dawn and says, hey, will you guys be there, and we'll come and get you in the morning. And usually the Misty was the first guy there, and he'd try to wake them up, and you didn't hear from them, a lot of them. One of the job of the Misty was to authenticate a downed crew member. And I remember one guy that was down, and he came back, and we woke him up the next morning, and there he was on his survival radio, and he was talking. And then they came back, and in Vietnam, right, the first thing you do when you get in country, you fill out four numbers, and they say, do not forget those numbers. And then they have a question and an answer. And you write the question, and you write the answer. And nobody knows what those are. They fold it up, put them in a sealed envelope, and they put it in a safe. And if you're ever shot down, they go and get that envelope out and open it up. And they would relay to the Misty in the rest cap over North Vietnam. And he says, they knew who the pilot was. Now he's got to answer these questions. And it was always a lot of pressure. I says, boy, if I screw this thing up, they won't come and get him. So one day he come in and he says, authenticate college roommate's name. Okay, that's the question, right? So I hear that college roommate's name. Okay, Dick, you got to get this just right. And I call him on his little handheld radio, and he says, Kabui. And I think, wait a minute. Kabui's not a name. There's no way. So I ask him again. Came back, same thing, Kabui. And I thought, I mean, he's down, and what a shame it's going to be, because I was unable to relay back to get authorization to come and get him. So I ask him for a third time, come back, says Kabui. And so I said, I'm going to say it exactly like his did. When I go back to our frequency, talk to Crown and says, authentication, kabooey. He says, that's him. Go and get him. I mean, who has a name of Ken Bowie? Yeah. I thought that was pretty weird anyway.
He got me.
I want to talk a little bit about the book. This book. It's called Bury Us Upside Down. And it was one of my colleagues that I flew in combat with. We flew a lot of missions together, and he went on to be a general officer in charge of the Air National Guard.
My boss, by the way, at one time.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a definitive story. And he picked out about five guys that he kind of featured that he wrote about. And I don't know why, but I was select one of them. It was a great honor.
All right, I'm going to steer the ship back to his seat for a minute. And he's going to come back because I got a couple stories I want you to hear, some really good ones. But in the meantime, I'm going to talk to Paul here for a minute and get him to come talk about his airplane. First of all, thank you so much for bringing it here. And yeah, you need to put, well, there's a little, did you see? There's a little oil down here.
There is a little oil down there.
Okay.
After you fly it, there's a lot more.
Yeah, I understand.
Cleaned off a little
bit. But thanks so much. Yeah. And for those of you who don't know, this was a stalwart of the war. In particular, and Dick already talked about it, the Sandy missions, you know. These were the guys who were in there with the Jolly Greens going to pick up our guys and doing the close air support to keep the bad guys down so Jolly Greens could come pick up guys like Dick when he had to get picked up. We'll talk about that later. But always thought it was a cool airplane. They had a couple different models, but I'm not going to talk about it. I'll let you talk about it, Paul.
Great. Okay, well, thank you. First of all, it's an honor to be on stage with General Tan here. That's a pretty amazing story and a great background, a great hero. We're going to go from super fast airplanes, the F-100, to super slow and low airplanes, the A-1 Skyraider. So a little bit of history about the airplane. It was manufactured by the Douglas Aircraft Company. The first aircraft was delivered in 1947, so it was post-World War II, pre-Korea. And it was designed for the Navy to be a carrier-based ground attack airplane. They made about 3,200 of them over the course of its life. The last one was built in 1958, I believe. This airplane actually had more variants manufactured of it than just any other make model of a military aircraft. I think they had 27 different variants of this. So you'll see some airplanes that have the single canopy. You'll see some airplanes that are called a fat face with AD-4, AD-5 that has multiple places in it, and they used it for ground support, ground attack, search and rescue, electronic warfare, just all kinds of different applications. So it was originally used in the Navy, carrier base during Korea. When Vietnam came along, I think you know, you probably know more about this than I do for sure, but everybody felt that our air assets were so far superior to the North Vietnamese that we wouldn't really have a big risk of a lot of shoot downs because they had a few big 15s, some big 17s, and maybe a couple big 21s. That was about it. And we had far superior air forces. But the thing that we didn't think about is that the Russians were supplying the North Vietnamese with surface-to-air missiles. And the missiles were what was really getting our pilots. And so we sort of underestimated our ability to do search and rescue operations. So the Air Force purchased 582 Skyraiders from the Navy and converted them to A-1Hs and A-1Js, I believe. And they divided them up into squadrons such as there's the Hobos, the Zorros, the Sandys. Was there another one? Or is that? I know those were at least three. But anyway, and so their job really was to escort helicopters in to once they found a downed pilot, Misty's found him, they'd mark him, the Skyraiders would come in and lay down ground fire around to protect the pilot as long as they could, and also to escort the helicopters in to allow them to come in and extract the downed airmen out of there. So these guys were slow, they were really, really rugged. The airplane has a Wright 3350 engine in it. It's got 18 cylinders, two rows of nine, 36 spark plugs, so our maintenance guys really love this airplane. They're changing all the spark plugs all the time. And it would fly maybe anywhere from 180 to 270 knot sort of range, so it's pretty slow, really rugged. And Its empty weight was about 11,000 pounds, but its max takeoff weight was almost 22,000 pounds. So it could literally carry its own weight in fuel and ordnance. And it had lots of hard points, usually had a centerline fuel tank, and then it had, I think, seven on each side, so it had 15 hard points, so you could put just a whole array of armaments of different types on there. And the guys who flew these things were incredibly brave, and you know, we have this airplane at air shows, and Vietnam vets that were rescued or survived as a result of this Sky Raider, many, many times I see them just come up and just touch the propeller, and you can just see the emotion coming out and the memories coming out of how, you know, this airplane literally saved their life, along with, you know, the other, all the other ones, the helicopters and the fast facts and the facts and that sort of thing. So there's probably about maybe a dozen flying in the world. There's maybe four or five single seat, and then there's maybe another five, six, or seven multi-seat aircraft. So that's just a quick overview of the airplanes.
Yeah, thank you very much. Great airplane, and he'll remain a little bit afterwards. If y'all have got some questions, we can do it right after this, or you want to walk around the airplane,
yeah.
If you can, that'd be appreciated. But yeah, famous airplane, saved a lot of pilots, and Jolly Greens, and it carried a boatload of stuff, like you said, and a variety of ordnance, and yeah, and I'm sure that Dick was able to control a few of these.